This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Sitting with friends at a restaurant, and you grab the wrong drink.
Kelly, that's my drink.
Yeah, I know. Mine's no good.
Hey!
This is Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
When you have time, check out the Kelly and Company podcast, folks. Simply subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. You can listen to the show in segment form. That might be the best way. Then you can just tweet out something if you want to share it to somebody or find some other way, drop an email link to them. That's if you listen in segment form, then you may prefer that. Maybe you have your favorite contributor or community reporter. Check it out that way. But always recommend, because you can get the audio vanity card and some little extras, check out the complete Kelly and Company podcast experience. Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts of the show. Thanks for being with us. Weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. live. Repeated the show at 5 p.m. Eastern time, that is. And on Mondays and Tuesdays, we like to welcome in our community reporters, folks who have some items for us to talk about from their regions around Canada. Today, we welcome in from London, Ontario, community reporter Annette Dennis. Annette, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Belated. Happy Canada Day. And
yes, you too.
We know that this is festival season, so much stuff going on. Let's talk a little bit about Springbank Gardens concert series in London, Ontario.
Yeah, so this actually just started yesterday. So this runs from on Sunday afternoons from July 3rd through to August 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. And this is at the Guy Lombardo Pavilion Springbank Gardens on Wonderland Road here in London. And this is a free event. And so basically with support from the London Arts Council, the City of London Parks and Rec, and the Music Performance Fund, the London Musicians Association started this back in 2013, and they just announced recently they've been on a two-year hiatus, so they're bringing it back this summer. So it's pretty exciting. I think this is a favorite with maybe people that are a little bit older. You know, they come with your family, young and old, really, but I think it's quite popular with the older generation. But it sounds really, really cool, and they have different performers each time. And it ranges from one does like covers of Stan Rogers, John Denver, that sort of thing. And then there's classic rock, country and music, blues, jazz, you name it. So each day kind of has a theme, or each artist has a theme. So it sounds really a really fun thing to do on a Saturday afternoon.
Sorry. Yeah, and it's really nice. I like what you said there about the variety, and we get so many different people involved from, you know, when you talk about the London's Musician Association. And it's really nice because it gets so many different artists exposure. And of course, we'll put all the, you know, you can get all their lineup, but we'll put the link up there at on our blog, ami.ca/Kellyco. But I think that's the beautiful thing. It's a great afternoon event going right through the summertime with a variety of music. And that is just so special.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's something to do, and, you know, no cost, because, you know, that's always an issue, especially if you're, you know, with kids and stuff like that. But yeah, a really, really nice idea.
Yeah. A lot of focus too, Ramya, on the outdoor events now, I guess. And I mean, yep. This is something you'd like anyway, has been in this format, but for them now, especially with us on the heels of the pandemic, as we move into the endemic stage, really a keeper.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, easing back in with people. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, in summer, like when we're recognizing and planning things for summer, we're thinking outdoors anyway, right? Obviously,
yes.
That just naturally flows in. So to try and bring back these festivals and concerts and all of these things and do it outdoors doesn't feel forced. It's not like trying to decide, oh, how are we going to have patios in the winter? It's not those conversations. It's really just helping people ease in a more natural vibe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, we'll put up the information for that one on our blog, ami.ca/KellyCoAnnette. And now you want to talk about the Huron Country Playhouse 50th anniversary season, and this is in Grand Bend?
Yeah, yeah. So they're part of the Drayton Entertainment. So they have a lot of similar shows that kind of travel around through the different, but this one is, the one in Grand Bend is celebrating their 50th anniversary. So it's kind of a nice way to, you know, open everything back up this year. And so that is in Grand Bend, Ontario. And so there are basically, two stages on this, the site of the Huron Country Playhouse. There's a main stage, which is, 642 seats, and it's, the main stage is in a renovated barn, like a 100 or century old barn. And then they also have a smaller 300 seats, south stage, formerly the Playhouse 2. So on the main stage, there are three shows. One actually, it's called, Fiddlers on the Loose, which is a high energy musical variety show, featuring, the fiddler, Jesse Granmont. Apparently he's really good, and it's all kinds of music, mm-hmm. dance, comedy. And that started June 23rd and goes through July 9th. But if you can't make it in, and they often will go to other, venues in the Drayton Entertainment. So I saw actually really good reviews about it. People were commenting that had seen it and want to see it again. And then after that, the next one is a British farce called It Runs in the Family, and that's July 20th to August 6th. And then the final main stage production is The Sound of Music, and that is from August 17th to September 4th. So something for everybody on the main stage this year.
Yeah, the big productions, or like I should say well-known, you know, well-heard of productions. And then also Grand Bend during the summer is always a place for a lot of people to go. I know that last year we were talking about some of the more scarier things going on around Grand Bend in terms of, you know, restrictions and stuff like that, and too many people showing up, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a nicer way to put Grand Bend back on the map.
It is. And if it's really nice because you can go, you know, whether you go to a matinee, an evening show, there's in town, you can go to a nice little restaurant by the river.
Yeah.
I know one time we had time to kill before a show. So we went, there's a winery where you can go and sit and have a glass of wine. So there's a lot to do there. And there's actually a gazebo. So if you want to, there's a lot of lawn space. So if you want to, you know, come and have a picnic before the show or after, there's that as well. And they do have, do you want me to quickly run through the smaller stage, what they're playing, or?
Yeah. And we'll put the whole thing up on our blog as well, but you can tell us.
Okay. So the one show is called Good Old Country Gospel. So just basically it's a soul stirring, ballads and everything, gospel music. And that's July 20th to August 6th. And then another, this sounds really cool. The Sweet Delilah Swim Club. And basically they describe it as, it's a Southern friendly humor that's part Steel Magnolias, part Designing Women with a little bit of Golden Girls thrown in. Those are the two that are featured in the smaller stage this year. And they're actually having a really new thing for young kids. They're having an hour production of Frozen Junior, and it's basically kids from the area are given an opportunity to experience and perform and learn about theater. So that's something they're doing this year, which a little bit later in the year, which sounds really cool as well.
Yeah, trying to get so many young people interested. I know that over at the Blythe Festival too, I think they're still doing the outdoor stuff, which I think is selling for a lot of people in the interest. But again, fine theater stuff like that. Annette, I want to get to your third topic. You have talked about these different festivals, and you're very pleased. You noted here to us, gosh, guys, I'm glad they're back.
Yeah. So our two main summer festivals are back in the park, full capacity this summer. So we have TD Sunfest, which runs July 7th to the 10th. So this weekend, 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. daily. And it's free. People, you know, it's by donation to support whatever you can. And they basically, they have, 40 international acts this year. National, international, lots of 225 food, craft, vendors. So really lots of interesting things to see, smell, taste, and touch. So yeah, I think it's going to be really exciting too. Hopefully the weather will be nice, but I don't think that will discourage people. And so there's a huge lineup. I didn't have the actual schedule, but I do have a list of the performers. A lot of familiar names, I think, that a lot of them come back every year. So it should be a really exciting, you know, kind of you know, we've been cooped up for 2 years, so this should be a really, really nice experience for folks.
Very much. Also, you get a lot of room to move around in the park, where if you're uncomfortable, something outdoors like this is the way to go. Throw your mask on if you're really uncomfortable, but you shouldn't have to be elbow to elbow with people to enjoy it. Annette, let's squeeze in your last festival here.
Yeah, so this is this year is the 47th Home County Music Festival, and that runs July 15th to the 17th, so Friday through Sunday. And again, it's Victoria Park. It's free of cost, although they do encourage folks to donate what they can. The main stage, they have shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night starting around 6. And Saturday and Sunday afternoons, they have two other stages that have performances in the afternoon. One is the emerging artist stage, and the other one is just the North concert stage. And they have a list on their website of all what time the performers are, so you can kind of plan your day there.
Also, they do workshops and stuff, I believe, still too. I mean, I'm not sure how much that's affected, you know, with the pandemic. People still may not be so warm to those, but people have told me who are artisans and very interested in that kind of thing, or anyone interested in learning how people do stuff. So that's
check out the website, because they do have more interactive community, you know, like you said. Awesome. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I just had a hiccup in my brain. So yeah.
And again, a free admission, donation. Mm-hmm. We will again put up on the blog. Annette, thank you very much. Great stuff. Well, boy, so much going on. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay, take it easy, guys.
Annette Dennis, our community reporter, London, Ontario. A lot of great stuff. You can go to ami.ca/KellyCo to get a listing of the things she spoke of today, the festivals and everything else. So do check out the blog. Coming up next, the Toronto Fringe Festival is back for another year. It's going to be at 11 venues across the city. So meaning, hey folks, it's back and in person. We talk with Jackie Toomey, one of the performers in a sketch show. We'll speak to her about what's coming up, how she's getting ready for the festival, and how happy to have it back live and in person after this.
Join me every couple weeks for the Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther podcast, where we learn about outdoor tech and tips. Plus, we look at news affecting the environment. AMI's Outdoors with Lawrence Gunther is available from your favorite podcast provider.